B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah daf tezvov. We're going to start from the Mishnah at the very top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Tikra she'ein oleo ma'azivo. A person in his house, he had a roof that did not have any plaster on it. And typically the roofs were made of planks of wood that were 4 tfachim wide each one. And we've already discussed 4 tfachim wide planks in and of its own is an issue. We saw that it was Machlekes Rav and Shmuel on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, whether only Reb Meir says that 4 tfachim wide planks is considered Tzchach Posel Midrabanon, or according to Shmuel, even Reb Yehuda holds that way. But either way, over here we're going to see what happens if somebody has a regular house and his roof is made of planks of 4 tfachim wide, and he now wants to use this house as his sukkah. So there's going to be a Machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda is going to maintain that it's a machlokes beis shamayim beis hillel. Reb Meir is going to have his own opinion. Reb Yehuda omer that beis shamayim omrim mefakpek v'noitel achas mi bein taim. Before we continue, let's just understand the concepts that we're talking about here. So you've got this roof with the planks nailed down the whole year round. We know that a regular house, we've already learnt about this earlier on, a regular house where the roofing was not made to protect you from the elements. It was made, litznius, it was made just as a roof of a house, and a house is not a sukkah. So that's definitely a problem. And that's a problem even min ha-Torah. Now, to make a sukkah, we have a number of issues. Number one, there's a concept of ta'aseh v'loy min ha-osui. A sukkah has to be, you have to actively make the schach into schach kosher. It cannot happen on its own. So here, this roof, it's got these planks on it, and so you have to, it's clear that everybody agrees, you have to do something, and if you don't do anything, then there's no way that a house is going to turn into a sukkah. But besides for needing to do something, when there's a number of different things we could do, as we'll soon see, but besides for doing something, there's another issue, and that is these planks, in and of their own, they are considered as schach posel. Because, like we said before, according to a number of opinions, boards of 4 tfachim wide, they are themselves schach posel. Even if you were to put them onto the sukkah, l'shem schach, it doesn't help. This is not allowed to be used for schach, because it's too similar to a house, and therefore there's gzeiras tikra, according to the opinions that hold of gzeiras tikra. We saw earlier on that according to Rav, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of gzeiras tikra. Shmuel says that Rabbi Yehuda does hold of Gezeiras Tikra. Here we're in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So it's comfortable to assume at this point, and we'll see in the Gemara, that the Gemara approached the Mishnah at first with the opinion of Rav, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Gezeiras Tikra. If there's no Gezeiras Tikra, there's nothing wrong with these planks. The problem is that these planks, till now, they were house, not sukkah. So you have to do something to turn it from house to sukkah. So, and the Mishnah is going to discuss two different things that you can do. One of them is called mefakpek, which means you can loosen the boards. You pull out the nails and you lift up each board. You've just loosened them. You've done something to them. There's another thing you could do to the sukkah as a whole, and that is that you can take away every second plank. If you remove every second plank and replace the gap with regular kosher schach, then you've done something to make the sukkah, to make the schach, and possibly the sukkah will now be kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda says that it's machlekes b'shamay and b'shelo. That b'shamay say, b'shamay umrim, mefakpek v'noitel achas mibin taim. And the Gemara is going to assume at first that you have to do both. You also have to loosen all the boards, and besides for that, you need to take away every second board. And the Gemara is soon going to wonder, why would you have to do both? I can understand that if you're concerned about Ta'aseh v'loy min ha'osui, and you're not concerned about Gezeiras Tikra, any one of the two would suffice. Either take out every second board, or loosen all the boards. If you're worried not about Ta'aseh v'loy min ha'osui, but you're worried about Gezeiras Tikra, then you have to take away every second board. You cannot just loosen all the boards, because these boards are too wide. And if you hold that you have to take out every second board because of Gzeiras Tikra, then by default you've already done an act, an activity, a maisa to make the sukkah kosher. You would never have to also take out every second board as well as loosen all the boards. We can understand that you can do either of the two. If you're not considered a Magzeiras Tikra, then just do either of the two, so it should be called you did something. But that we can understand. And we can understand that you should have to take away every second board, and it doesn't suffice to loosen all the boards if you're concerned of Gzeiras Tikra. But there's no, we don't really have any understanding of having to also take out every second board, which would solve both issues, and also having to loosen all the other boards, there would be no reason to do that, and the Gemara is going to discuss that. But that's the opinion of Bis Shammai. Bis Hillel Oimrim, Bis Hillel say, Mefak Beik Oinoit L'Achas Mibin Taim. This is Rabbi Yehuda talking. And we know that Bis Hillel, and the Halacha is usually like Bis Hillel, that, and Rabbi Yehuda we've already seen in a previous Mishnah, does not hold of Gzeiras Tikra, at least according to Rav. We'll soon see what Shmuel does with this, but according to Rav, there's no Gzeiras Tikra according to Rabbi Yehuda. And here we have Bis Hillel who says there's no Gzeiras Tikra. And therefore all we have an issue is Tasev Elo Minasui. So do whichever one you want. Either loosen the boards and leave them there, or remove every second board. That was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer. And we'll remember Rabbi Meir is the opinion who holds earlier on Daf Yud Daled that there is Gzeiras Tikra. He says, Noitel Achas Mibin Taim. You have to remove every second board. Ve'enei Mefak Beik. But to just loosen the boards is of no value whatsoever because these boards are considered as schach posel because they are too wide. Says the Gemara, Bishleima Beis Hillel, we can understand Beis Hillel who say that you can do one or the other. Mishum Tasev Elo Minasi, the whole issue is that this schach was put on not l'shem sukkah, it was just l'shem bayis. You have to make it l'shem sukkah, you need to do something. So you do either this or this. Imafak peik ovid le'maisa. If you loosen all the boards, you've done some act to make the sukkah. Inoit lachas mibin taim ovad b'maisa. And if you remove every second board, you've also done something. You've done a maisa, so there's no tasev v'lo min ha'osu. Elo Beis Shammai. But what would be the understanding of Beis Shammai? Mai tamayu. How would we understand that? Imishum tasev v'lo min ha'osu. If the whole concern is just tasev v'lo min ha'osu, b'chod esagi. Any one of the two would suffice. Either mefakbeik or onoit l'achas mibin taim. Imishum gzeres tikra. If you're also concerned about gzeres tikra, then b'noit l'achas mibin taim sagi. You have to take away every second board and... what, and then that will suffice also for Tasev Elo Minasui. Why would you also have to loosen all the other boards? Answers the Gemara, you're right. La'olam mishum gzeiras tikra. That according to Beis Shammai, we are only concerned about gzeiras tikra. Even though Rabbi Yehuda himself didn't hold of gzeiras tikra, at least according to Rav, and over here it's Rabbi Yehuda talking. Rabbi Yehuda was obviously following Beis Hillel, but he himself says, Beis Shammai argues in this very point, and says that there is gzeiras tikra. And this is what Beis Shammai was saying. When Beis Shammai said, Beis Shammai Oimrim, in the second line of the Mishnah, Mefak Pek V'noit L'Achas Mibin Taim, they didn't mean you have to do both. They meant, really, you only have to be Noit L'Achas Mibin Taim, only have to remove every second board. However, if you were Mefak Pek, because it didn't work, you have to still be Noit L'Achas Mibin Taim. Even though he was mefakpeik, even though he loosened all the boards, it's not enough. If you remove every second board, the sukkah is kosher. And if not, it's not kosher because of gzeiras tikra. Now that you've removed every second board, according to Beis Shammai, you hold of gzeiras tikra, which means that a board of four tvachim wide is called posel schach. And now you've removed every second board, okay, you've replaced this airspace is now with schach kosher, that's fine, but you still have four tvachim wide boards, every four tvachim, which are schach posel. And the question is, are you allowed to actually, what are you doing with that? You're allowed to sit under the schach posel? Why does the schach posel not destroy the whole sukkah? Every second board, how have you avoided the issue of gzeiras tikra by removing every second board? That's a big discussion that we have here. And we're going to have the same problem with Reb Meir. That Reb Meir says, we're going to see in a moment, and we saw in the Mishnah, that Reb Meir says also you only have to remove every second board, and then you've taken care of Gzeiras Tikra, and you've taken care of Tasev Elo Minasui. We're going to have to understand that. We'll get to that soon. Now the Gemara is saying, so you're explaining Beis Shammai that they hold you only on Noitel Achas Mibin Taim, Yehocheim Masefer. Let's move to the Reb Meir, the end of the Mishnah. Reb Meir Oimer, Noitel Achas Mibin Taim, Avalo Yefak Peik. Reb Meir Hainu Beis Shammai. What turns out now is that Reb Meir is exactly the opinion of Beis Shammai. That doesn't make sense. The Mishnah seems to be saying three opinions: Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Beis Shammai, Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai and Rabbi Meir. Answers the Gemara Hachi Komar. What Rabbi Meir was actually saying was he was arguing with Rabbi Yehuda as to whether there's machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rabbi Hachi Komar lo nechluku Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel bedavazer. What Rabbi Meir was saying was, don't say there's a machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and only Beis Shammai say that. It's that you just that we hold of Gzeiras Tikra, and you have to remove every second board. And Beis Hillel say there's no Gzeiras Tikra, and therefore you can do any you want just to take care of the issue of Ta'aseh V'lo Min Asi. No, says Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that even Beis Hillel holds that there is Gzeiras Tikra, and you have to remove every second board. Ma'ika Mashmalon. So if so, what's this Mishnah doing? This Mishnah is not more than Rabbi Yehuda saying that there is an opinion of that there's no Gzeiras Tikra, which is Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Meir is saying, no, Beis Hillel doesn't say that there's Gzeiras Tikra. Well, this machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir as to whether there is or isn't Gzeiras Tikra is not news to us. We already saw this in a previous Mishnah. Ma'ika Mashmalon, what's this Mishnah coming to tell us? De Rabbi Meir isle Gzeiras Tikra, Rabbi Yehuda lesle Gzeiras Tikra. You're just trying to tell us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hillel hold there's no Gzeiras Tikra, and according to Rabbi Meir, they hold there is Gzeiras Tikra. We already learned early on in the Mishnah on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph that none Masachachin ben Asarim divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to use boards, wider boards for Schach, and there's no problem of Gzeiras Tikra. Rabbi Meir says it's also because there is Gzeiras Tikra. What would this Mishnah be adding over the previous Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Om Rabchia Barabbam Rabbi Yechanon, Reisha, the previous Mishnah, is not talking about what you thought it was. It's not talking about boards which are four tefachim wide. It's actually, and that means we thought till now that the previous Mishnah is talking about boards that are four tefachim wide. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay, Rabbi Meir says it's not okay, and what would be the reason behind it? Is there Gzeiras Tikra? Is there no Gzeiras Tikra? Says Rabbi Yechanon, no. That Mishnah is talking about Binasarim Meshupim. Oskinon, we're talking about smoothed out woods which are less than four tefachim wide. And since they've been smoothed out, they have some resemblance to utensils. And the question is, are we worried that people will get confused between this and regular utensils? Regular utensils are mekabel tumah. And you're not allowed to use them for schach. The question is, did they say that since regular utensils you're not allowed to use for schach, then smoothed out boards also not allowed to use for schach. Mishum gzeiras kelim naguba, and that was the machlekes there. That Rabbi Yehuda says masachin ben asarim that we're not worried about gzeira of other kelim, and Rabbi Meir says we are worried. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda marav de Omar sichecha bechitzin zchorim ksheirois benekevois psulois. Says we saw already earlier on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, we learned about this. What happens if somebody is using the arrow shafts, the sticks that hold the heads of the arrows, and the parts of them is those shafts that did not have any receptacle in them? That's why it's called zechorim. Since there's no receptacle, the part that had the receptacle was actually the metal arrow head, but the sticks themselves had no receptacle. It's not considered a kli, and therefore kshera, nekevois. But those shafts that did have a receptacle, and it was the heads that had something protruding that went into the receptacle in the sticks, then psula, because these sticks are, they have a receptacle. They're called kelim. They're roi lekabel tuma, and therefore they're posel for schach. So Rav said that v'loy gozar zechorim otu nekevois. Rav didn't say that even the sticks that do not have a receptacle should not be allowed to be used for schach in order not to get confused with the sticks that do have a receptacle. Hochanami loy nigzor nesorim meshupim otu kelim. If over there it's clear to Rav that we're not worried about confusing those sticks with those sticks, over here also Rav should say that we would not confuse the smoothed down boards with other utensils. And since we assume that nobody's concerned about that, that cannot be the explanation of the previous Mishnah, that they're arguing whether there's a Gzeira Otu Kelim. And if that's not the explanation, Elo al korchoch, it must be, says the Gemara, that reisha pliga begzeras tikra, that the previous Mishnah is actually talking about wide boards, and the machlekes is there gzeras tikra, is there no gzeras tikra, like we've learned all along. With sefer, and our Mishnah, which is a sefer to the previous Mishnah, pligi begzeras tikra, is also arguing by gzeras tikra, it's talking about tikra, it's explicit that it's talking about a roof. The question comes back, why would we need Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir to be arguing in two Mishnayos as to whether there is or is not Gzeiras Tikra? Says the Gemara, say for Rabbi Yehuda that in our Mishnah, it's actually Rabbi Yehuda talking, and what he's actually saying is, the Ka'omar Leil Rabbi Meir, that he's commenting on Rabbi Meir. Amai Ka'osras B'Nasarim, that you, Rabbi Meir, in the Mishnah on Daf Yudalad Omad Aleph said Osor, that Mesachin B'Nasarim is Osor, because Mishum Gzeiras Tikra, you hold of Gzeiras Tikra, as we've seen all along. Rabbi Meir holds of Gzeiras Tikra. Hai Svara L'Bishamayi. This is what Rabbi Yehuda is asking Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, do you not know it's Machlokes B'Shil and B'Shamay, whether there's Gzeiras Tikra? B'Shamay says there is Gzeiras Tikra, as we said before. That's why B'Shamay say you have to be Noitel Achas M'Bintayim, and B'Shilal say there's no Gzeiras Tikra, and there's only an issue of Tasev Lemin Asui, and therefore it doesn't matter if you remove every second board or if you just loosen all the boards and keep them there. The Beshamehu de Islehu, Ubeshile Loi Gazru, Beshile don't hold Ugzeras Tikra, and this was actually a question. This is not a new Mishnah telling us that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Ugzeras Tikra. It's a question responding to Rabbi Meir in the previous Mishnah. Why do you say Gzeras Tikra? Beshameh holds that way, not Beshile, and the halach is always like Beshile. We don't paskin like Beshameh. V'omer Rabbi Meir responds to Rabbi Yehuda, Loi nechluku b'shamay b'shil b'davozeh. I, Rabbi Meir, hold that b'shil don't hold that way. I hold that b'shil and b'shamay, they all hold that there is gzeiras tikra. And therefore, you have to be noted, achas mi b'intayim. So we've learned all this, assuming that Rabbi Yehuda holds the of gzeiras tikra, and since these boards are four tefachim wide, that's what they are considered schach posel and is gzeiras tikra. But as we've mentioned all along, and we'll remember that from Daf Yud Daled, it's actually machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and it's actually machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that the previous Mishnah, whether Masachim ben Asarim, whether there's gzeiras tikra or not, is on four tefachim wide boards. Shmuel, however, he says the machlekes is on boards that are three to four tefachim wide, but if they're four tefachim wide, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's an issue of Gezeras Tikra. These boards are too wide, and even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that you should not allow to use them for Schach. If so, we have to understand this Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Honichel Rav, according to Rav, we can understand, the Omar, he said, Machlekes B'Yeshyesh Ben Arba. The whole Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether there is or isn't Gezeras Tikra, is when they are four tefachim wide. And here we're definitely talking about four tefachim wide. We're talking about a Tikra, a roof. Roofs are made with boards of four tefachim wide, not less. To Rabbi Meir is le Gzeiras Tikra, Rabbi Yehuda less le Gzeiras Tikra. Rabbi Meir holds a Gzeiras Tikra, and Rabbi Yehuda not, and that's what we've seen in this Mishnah. Elo le Shmuel, but according to the opinion of Shmuel de Omar, Shmuel on Daf Yud Daled learns, B'she'ein ben marbo machleikas, the whole machleikas is when there isn't four tvachim, Aval yesh ben arbo when there is four tvachim, Divrei hakel psula, everybody holds it puzzle, even Rabbi Yehuda, then Sefer, B'mai pligi. Then we have to understand in this Mishnah here, on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, in our Mishnah, what are they arguing about? How can Beshilel hold that you can be either mefakpek or noitel achas mebintayim? And Rabbi Yehuda is saying this. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that Beshilel holds you can just either loosen the boards or remove every second board, and that's okay. But according to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda holds that these boards are posel schach. You have to remove every second one, and even Beshilel should be holding that way, according to Rabbi Yehuda. How are we going to understand this Mishnah? Answers the Gemara with an exception. Bebitule tikra komifligi. Marasovar botla bahochi, or marasovar loy botla bahochi. And this is a concept that we saw already on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We mentioned it in the name of Rashi before. And that goes as follows. When you take four boards of four tefachim and you put them in schach, then you're just using boards that are very much roof-like boards, and you're roofing your sukkah like you would roof your house. That should be a problem. Maybe you're going to get confused, and next year you're going to think, what's the difference between the boards and my house? I'll just stay in my house. My house also just has boards nailed in, and you'll think it's kosher. And you won't realize that there's a fundamental difference between where the schach, where the boards were put there, l'shem tzel, l'shem sukkah, with the intentions of serving as shade and protecting a person from the elements and the mitzvah sukkah, and just roofing your house, which is not considered a sukkah. So there we can understand that Yehuda holds in the previous Mishnah this gzeiras tikra. Over here, however, you have a house. This is a house, and you're going out of your way to realize, just a minute, this house is not kosher as a sukkah. I need to do something. That's what Tasav Elemin also is doing here. It's that I've got to do something to turn it into a sukkah. So I'm loosening every board. So the very fact that you know that you cannot use a house as a sukkah, and that's why you're going and loosening every single board, that should be enough to tell us that this particular person who owns this sukkah is aware that you can use these boards of this width, but you cannot use your house as a sukkah, that we're not concerned that next year he's going to use his house. Just a regular person who's using wide boards for his sukkah, he might get confused. This person who's going into his house and realizing it's not okay and loosening all the boards, that we're not worried about. If he's at that level of knowledge, then we can take it for granted that he will not ever, by mistake, use his house as a sukkah without doing something like loosening the boards or doing something to remove the status of house and give it the status of sukkah. And that's what they're arguing about here. But bitulei tikra kamiflegi, when somebody's going out of his way to remove the status of roof from this roofing and to turn into schach, into sukkah, marasovar botla, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that indeed he's removed the status of tikra and the sukkah is okay, b'hochi, would like this and it's okay, or marasovar b'hochi, loy botla. But Rabbi Meir will say no. Rabbi Meir holds that you have to be noitelachas mi bein time, you cannot leave the boards there, because leaving the boards there is too much similarity to a regular roof, and even though he's moved all the boards, we cannot allow him to use this as a kosher sukkah. And before we learn the next Mishnah, there's one point that we have to clarify. We've seen here that according to the opinion that there is gzeiras tikra, which means that these boards are posel schach, then it doesn't suffice to loosen all the boards and leave them there. You have to be noitel achas mi bein time. You have to take out every second board. The question is, how does that help? You still have every second board which stays in place, which is posel schach. And these boards are four tfachim wide. Four tfachim wide puzzles in the middle of a sukkah. So your sukkah will be posel anyway. What have you gained by taking out every second board? So Rashi discusses that here, and Rashi gives two explanations. Rashi says either it's following the opinion that the area, the width of schach posel, that posels the sukkah, is not four tfachim, it's four amois, something we're going to learn about later on Daf Yud Zayin. And if it's only four amois that posels in the middle of a sukkah, then as these, the schach, which is four tfachim, it's okay and doesn't posel the sukkah, and that's fine. Or another explanation will be similar to what we said earlier, where we already quoted the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin earlier on Daf Yud Daled, and that is you had a sukkah of 8 amos wide, and you left the first board on each side, removed the second board, left the third one, removed the fourth one. If you work that out, if it's exactly 8 amos, which is 48 tfachim, which means that you have 12 boards of four tfachim, and you've removed every second one, then in the middle two will have been removed, and that will leave four tfachim times two, 8 tfachim in the middle, which is the minimum size, more than the minimum size sukkah. From the edge of this 8 tfachim to either wall is less than 4 amos. We'll say doifen akuma, and for that matter, you could have left those every second boards in. The main point would be that the two middle boards are removed, and then you've got, with using Daif Nakuma, you'll have a kosher sukkah. That's how Rashi explains this Gemara. Continues the next Mishnah. Hamekare sukosoi b'shpudin oi ba'arukoi samito. If somebody actually roofs his sukkah, he covers his sukkah with spits or with the sides of a bed. We know a regular bed has 4 feet, two at the head of the bed, two at the foot of the bed. At the head of the bed, there's a board going between the 2 feet, and on the foot, there's also a board going between the 2 feet. On each side of the bed, there's a long board that is attaching the head and the foot, one on each side. So if somebody used spits for his sukkah, or the sides of his bed, then of course, they in themselves are posel schach. So if you just use that for the whole sukkah, of course the sukkah is posel. But im yesh revach beinem kemoisam ksheira. If, for example, each spit is a tefach wide, or half a tefach wide, and you left a space of half a tefach wide between each one, and you filled that up with kosher schach, it's 50-50, 50% posel schach, 50% kosher schach. The posel schach is not four tefachim wide, and therefore there's no issue of pasling the sukkah, and then the sukkah is kosher. We still have to learn, why should 50-50 be okay? We're going to learn about that. Continues the Mishnah, a halacha that we've already learnt about on Daf Yud Beis. Hachotet begodish, if somebody has a haystack, a large haystack, and he hollows into it, lasos le'sukkah, to make a cavity, to make a hole there, which is 10 tfochim high at least, and however large a sukkah has to be, 7 by 7 tfochim in area, and he makes a sukkah in there. Eino sukkah, it's not a sukkah. And we know why. The reason that Hachotet begodish is not a sukkah is because he didn't make a schach. The schach happened by burrowing, by hollowing out underneath it. The schach just happened, and it's posel. Says the Gemara, Leimer to have a tiufta de Rav Huna b'Rei de Rav Yeshua. At the beginning of the Mishnah, we saw that if you have 50% schach kosher, 50% schach posel in intervals, a piece of schach posel, a piece of schach kosher, as long as they're the same width, it's kosher. And this seems to contradict what Rav Huna b'Rei de Rav Yeshua said. Ditzma, because we learned, and we actually learned about this in Erevin Daf Tezvov regarding Hilchas Shabbos. When you have a wall in Hilchas Shabbos, then porutz ka'imid, what happens if the gaps, and let's assume the gaps there are larger than three tvachim, so we shouldn't get involved with an issue of lovut. But let's say you have a 3.5 tvachim gap, and then a piece of oimed, a piece of wall, 3.5 tvachim. 3.5 tvachim gap, 3.5 tvachim wall. And that's how you've got your enclosure. That's called porutz ka'imid. The part which is porutz, the gaps, the broken part of the wall, the opening part in the wall, is the same, exactly the same as the walled part of the wall. It's a machlekes. Rav Huna Omar Mutter. Rav Papa Omar Mutter. Rav Papa says it's mutter. It's a sufficient wall. Rav Huna b'Rei de Yeshua Omar Osur. Rav Huna b'Rei de Yeshua says porutz ka'imid is considered porutz. It's not kosher. If so, we have the same issue here. You need kosher schach. But if you have exactly as much kosher schach as posel schach, why do you say why that it's considered as if it's kosher? Answers the Gemara, Omer lecha Rav Huna b'Rei de Yeshua. Rav Huna b'Rei de Yeshua says, my k'moison, when the Mishnah here tells us that im yesh revach b'neim, if the gaps between the posel schach are k'moison, or like the posel schach, do you know what it means, k'moison? It doesn't mean exactly. Are we allowed to assume that a person would measure it to the millimeter? No. It means that enough gap is left that were you to put another spit into the gap, it would very easily go in and out. Which means that the gap is that little bit larger than the spit itself. If it was exactly the same as the spit, it wouldn't be easy to get another spit in there. So when it says that k'moison, it means b'nichnas v'yesa. It's the same type of width, but that the spit could easily go in and out. Therefore, there's a little bit more gap, and therefore there's a little bit more schach kosher than schach posel. It's not porutz ka'imid. It's kosher more than the posel, and therefore it's kosher schach. Asks the Gemara of Efshe Letzamtzim, why should I assume that when the Mishnah says that it's k'moison, that the gaps are the same as the width of the spits or of the bedsides? Why should I assume the Mishnah who says k'moison, k'moison is like them? Why should I assume it means a little bit more? In a type of a case where it's impossible to have it exact, you can assume it's a bit more. Over here, Efshe Letzamtzim, you could measure it out exactly. So if the Mishnah says k'moison, can we not assume that k'moison means k'moison and Efshe Letzamtzim? Says Omer Rami. Rami says no. But Madif, even though it says k'moisam, it doesn't have to mean, even though you could be mitzamtam, there's no reason to say that we're talking about mitzamtam. We'll assume it's talking about where there's a little bit extra. That's how Tosus explains how Rashi understands Rabami. Rava Omar, Rava says, afilo teima b'she'ein madif. Rava says, even if it's exactly, and then it's exactly as much area of the sukkah that's covered by posel schach is kosher schach. You can ask me a question, is porutz ka'imed, why should it be kosher? I'll tell you why. Im hoyu nesunin shesi, noisnen oriv. Orev noisnon shesi, that if the poles, if the spits, or if the bedsides were going in one direction, then the schach that was placed to fill the gaps was put on the other direction. If it was one was, so shesiv erev means positive, it means horizontal and vertical, but it means that they were right angled at each other, which means that besides for the kosher schach covering all the gaps, all the airspace between the two parts of posel schach, besides for that, it's also covering the kosher schach. So if you now look at the whole sukkah as a whole, there's more kosher schach than the posel schach, because the posel schach itself is covered with kosher schach. You have roiv, you have a majority of kosher schach. In that case, it's kosher, and there's no issue of porot ka'imid. And Tosfos here already asks a question, why this should be this way. We only say that roiv works, as we saw early on in the Gemara, that it's got to be in, on Daf Tes, that it's got to be Irvon, it's got to be that they're mixed into each other, and then we say roiv. Over here, the schach kosher is distinctly separate from the schach postel underneath them, so we shouldn't be using roiv. So Tosfos discusses that. But this is clearly how Rashi learnt this Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Oy ba'arukoy samito. We said that one of the examples of schach postel is using the sides of a bed. If you use the size of the bed, then they themselves are schach posel, but if you leave enough gap between them, then it's the sukkah will be kosher. Says the Gemara, Leima Masiyah Elei L'Rab Ami Bar Tavyumi. Can we bring proof from our Mishnah to Rab Ami Bar Tavyumi, the Omer Rab Ami Bar Tavyumi, Sichacha, if somebody used as schach, Bivlo'i Kalim, the worn-out clothing, Psula it's posel. To use clothes, clothes are definitely Mekabel Tuma, and they're considered utensils that are susceptible to be Mekabel Tuma, they're definitely Posel Schach. What happens when they lose their status of being clothes because they're being worn out, and we'll soon see exactly what that means, how small these pieces of material are. But either way, at this point in time, it's not a Keli anymore. It's not Roi Lekabel Tuma. If it's Bavloik, if it's worn out to that extent, it's not considered a Kli anymore. And nonetheless, says of Ami Bar Tavyumi, it's posel. So too here, a bed in itself is a utensil. It's a kli. It's roi lekabel tuma, and not it's roi lekabel a number of serious types of tuma, of nida and zava, and who people who sleep on them or rest on them. It can be it's mekabel tuma. However, we're talking here about the sides. It's dismantled. It's not a kli like this. It's not utensil. It's got no use. So why would it be considered posel schach? So it must be that it's proof, or it's in the same idea as what Ami Bar Tavyumi said, that since it came from something, that something that was that this originated from was a kli, so we don't let you use this either. In the case of Rav Ami Bar Tavyumi, that the bavloi kelim, the worn-out parts of the clothing, came from regular kelim, and the regular clothes are posel schach, so even the bavloi kelim are posel. So to here, since the sides of the bed came from a bed, and the bed in its bed state is a kli, so it's considered posel schach even when it's dismantled. That's what the Gemara is suggesting, that our Mishnah is proof to Rav Ami Bar Tavyumi. Answers the Gemara, no. Could Omar Rav Chonon Omar Rav, or Omar Rebbe, that what did Rav Chonon say? Rav Chonon said that we're not talking about just the one side. Just one side is dismantled, and it's not considered a kli, it's not roi lekabel tuma, and it could well be that it's considered kosher schach. And then it wouldn't be proof to what Rav Ami Bar Tavyumi said. But over here we're talking about ba'aruka ushtei karayim, biktzara ushtei karayim. If you're using the long side of the bed, it was the long side with the 2 feet attached. If it's the short side you're talking about, it was the short side with the 2 feet attached to them. And since the 2 feet are attached to them, therefore, even though it's not a full bed, it's nonetheless still usable, we'll soon see how. It's still got the status of a kli, and therefore, it's roi lekabel tuma, and it's posel schach. So in the same way as Rav Chonon said this, we'll soon see where, hochnami so to here, baruch oshtei karayim, biktzara oshtei karayim. Heich etmed Rav Chonon omar Rebbe? Where did Rav Chonon say this? In what context did Rav Chonon say this? Where do we have this idea from that just a side with 2 feet is considered still a kli, even though it's totally dismantled, or almost totally dismantled? Ahodetnan, This is based on a Mishnah in Kalim. And we're just going to read the Mishnah here. We're not going to go into it in depth. It's a whole perek there. And there's a lot of details. But let's see what the Gemara here brings from there. Mita abed, metameis bechavila. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that for a bed to become tomei, it will only become tomei when it's a unit. It's all assembled. Four sides, 4 feet. Umetaheres chavila. And if the bed became tomei and you want to put it in the mikveh to make it tahir, it has to be in its full assembled state, chavila, as a full unit. Tivi Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachomim argue. They say metamas evorim, even if it's dismantled somewhat, it's in sections, it can become tomei still. It's still considered a kli. Once it loses its status of kli, when it's totally dismantled, then something that's not a kli cannot become tomei. Umetaheres evorim. And so too, when you want to make it tahir, you can make it tahir when it's in sections. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Mind you, the Gemara is saying, what's the status of a section of a bed that's still considered a kli according to the Chachomim? Omer v'chonon omer Rebbe, aruko shtei kraim, ktsaro shtei kraim. That this is what we saw before from Rav Chonon, that if it's a side with the 2 feet, it's still considered a kli, and therefore, assuming we're talking about this type of section, part of the bed, that's why it's possible in the Mishnah Be'as. It's called a kli, it's roi lekabel tumah, and then it will not be proof to Rav Ami Bar Tav Yumi. Lemai chazya. Now the Gemara is saying, what can you use one side with 2 feet? What's it usable for? And if it's not usable for anything, why is it called Evorim? Why is it called Kli? Why is it Roi LeKabel Tumah? Why is it Posel Tzchach? You must be able to use it for something. And of course, according to Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Rabbi Eliezer says a full bed is a bed. Part of a bed is not Kli. No, says the Chachomim, Lemismechinu Aguda, you can put it close to a wall. That means if you can take the side with the 2 feet, stand it up near a wall, and then you can connect, you can take a pole between, that on one side of the pole is stuck into a hole in the wall, the other side will be stuck into this end of the bed, and then lemeisa v'la, you can sit on this end of the bed, or lemishda ashlo, you could put ropes going between the two poles that are going between the wall and the side of the bed that are holding this side of the bed in place. You could actually put ropes between them and then you could lie on them. So you can see you can still use it. You can stand up this side and use it for a support for where the opposite side is going to be an existing wall. Continues the Gemara. Gufa, Omer of Ami Bar Tav Yumi. Let's go back to what we saw before from Rabbi Ami Bar Tav Yumi. Sichacha, that if you use schach, bivloi kelim, the worn-out kelim, psula, it's possel. Asks the Gemara, mai bloi kelim, what defines a worn-out kli that in and of itself has totally lost its status of a kli? It's no longer able to become tomei. Nonetheless, says Rabbi Ami Bar Tav Yumi, since it came from a kli, and the kli itself, the clothing itself, is possel schach, don't use this either. Omar Abaya says, we're talking about matloinio, its little patches are left, she'ein b'em sholish al sholish, that they are less than 3 fingers' breadth, by 3 fingers' breadth, d'loi chazion, they are not suitable, loi la'aniyim v'loi la'ashirim, not rich people and even poor people, who tend to use smaller patches of clothes quicker than the rich people, even they cannot use it, it's too small, and therefore it's lost its status of a usable piece of material, a usable piece of clothing. Nonetheless, Rav Ami Bar Tav Yumi says, don't use it for your schach. Tanika v'seid Rav Ami Bar Tav Yumi, we found a brisa which seems to support what Rav Ami Bar Tav Yumi says. Machzeles, if you have a mat, shel shifa v'shel gemi, that's made of shifa or gemi, then shiorel, the remnants of it, afal pisha nifchasu mikishiura. Even we know that every type of utensil, every type of garment, that depending what it's made of and what it serves, as to how big is the minimum size, what measure is the minimum size that it's called significant, and it's halachically got the status of a kli. A mat has also got a kli, and we're going to see about this later on in the sugyas, but a mat is 6x6 tfochim, is what determines the size of a mat, which is called a kli. So it says here that afal pisha nifchasu mishi kashiurel, even if for whatever reason this mat that was made of shifa or gemi, the shiurel, the remnants, even though they are smaller than the size that would determine and say that they are kli, they're not considered a utensil, ein masach imem. Don't use them for schach. And this is like Rav Ami Bar Tavyumi said, you have a piece of material that's it came from a cloth, from a garment, which was posel schach, and it's now no longer considered roi lekabel tumah, still don't use it for schach. Continues the Braisa, machzeles hakonim, if you have a mat made of reeds, gedoila, if a large mat, masachachim bo, if it's a very large mat, we can take it for granted that it was actually made to be used for schach, and not made to be used for to lie on, as a mat to rest on, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. It was made for schach. Ketano, a smaller type of mat of reeds, in masachim bo, it was made initially in order to sleep on, to lie on, to sit on, and therefore it's roi lekabel tumah, it's posel schach. Rabbi Eliezer says, af hi, even a big one, mekabel es tumah, we cannot take it for granted that it was not made to be used to lie on, to sit on, and therefore it is mekabel tumah ve'ein masachin ben, and you cannot use it for schach, as with any type of kli, which is roi lekabel tumah. And in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.